coming from me, and I am so sick of talking to you. Not in a bad way, but I came for one reason. I came to let this gentleman pour into me. When I got to see him Thursday night, as I said, I was just floored. I was taking new notes that I haven't taken before. And if you've been in Legal Shield a long time, you've kind of heard every joke, every comment, every story, right? Not true. When I was listening to him, it rekindled a fire in me to do this business. And he's going to bring it with some training that he's condensed. I've been seeing him work on his computer for the whole hour I've been talking, right? He's taken a four-hour training and going to cram it down into the amount of time that he has here. And he's going to bring some stuff that, just mind you, he is coached and mentored by the number one money earner in the company, the hustler of all hustlers, Mr. Brian Carruthers. And Mr. Kevin Moeller gets him, Mr. Brian Carruthers, to pour into him all the time. Wouldn't it be nice to have that information on a daily basis? We get that with having Kevin Moeller right here. So please, please, don't fall asleep. If you got to stand up, stand up. What did you come for? More information that can take your business to the next level, whatever that is. So if you spent money today, 20, 25 bucks, you're here, you spent time away from your family like I did, take away some content. Because Kevin Moeller, I'm sorry to say, if you don't do anything, it will not affect his business. If you do nothing with his content. So make him proud and say, oh my gosh, we killed it. So the next time you see him, most likely in Dallas, you go up to him and say, you know, my business tripled or quadrupled. I have 17 new associates because of the information. Now that's rewarding to him. He can't get that for a paycheck. That's probably the best pay that he can possibly get. He's got six other businesses. He does not care directly if we do well or not. He wants you to, but he can't get you to do what he's going to teach you. So please, take it from me, after being here for 12 years, take the information and then leave here with it. So please, back on your feet so you can wake yourselves up for Mr. Kevin Moeller.
Hold up, don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. Up on your feet. There we go. All right, guys, let's do a little selfie. Have fun here. All right, everybody applause. Let's go. Salt Lake City, Utah. Awesome. All right, good deal. I love it. Love to have fun. Good stuff. And so, again, guys, excited to be here. Excited to share some information with you guys. And I must say, Ryan, sir, when you update your will, remember me. I love that jacket. I love that jacket. So so excited to be here. Excited to share some stuff with you guys. I get really excited about this content. And let me pull it up real quick. Give me one moment. There it is. Boom. Boom. It's coming. Oh, it's not showing up again? Let me hit play on here. It might. Wow, how did I screw that up? I apologize. One moment, guys, and we'll get it going. Ideally. Oh, no. All right. So, all right, this is already in there, so we could probably, let me eject the, this. Eject. And it still should work, I think. No, Keynote's using it. Never mind. One second, folks. Sorry, technical difficulties. What's wrong with being, yeah, there we go. Thanks, guys. What's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with oh, okay, all right. Wow. Gotta be like a short. Aha! Yeah, let's hear. All right. There we go, guys. All right, how's everybody doing? Good. All right. So excited to share this information with you because I know it's going to impact your business. This has been many, 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 many years in the making. To show you the short story about Strategic Recruiting University, it was a thing that I put together many years ago that's evolved. It's always evolving as we add content and kind of tweak some things to make it better for people to learn. But the way that this evolved was one day I had a core associate on my team, the kind of associate we pray for, right? This is a guy that's at every briefing, has a professional background. He's always inviting guests. He's in performance clubs. Things are rocking and rolling. He knows the system. He knows the audio. He plugs into everything, like building a business. And all of a sudden, one day, he stopped doing three-way calls. He got so good at what he was doing that he no longer needed to do three-way calls in order to close business. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, why, this guy, as much as he knows, why is he skipping one of the most duplicatable and vital steps in our business? And it dawned on me that it reminded me of a little flashback of my school days, where in school, my favorite teachers didn't just teach me the answer, they taught me why. And I thought, if this guy just knew why he's got to do three-way calls, and he fully understood that, he'd never go a day in his business where he doesn't do three-way calls ever again. And I said, well, you know what? Instead of teaching the system, I'm going to teach why the system works the way that it does. Because when people comprehend it and they understand why the system is the way that it is, they follow it to a T, they follow it better, the organization starts to duplicate and replicate and grow across the country. And all of a sudden, they start to duplicate and cross state lines and grow organizations in other places and have a list full of people in performance club and grow and develop other leaders, and things start to work. When we put this together and we launched it in my own organization, that year, the number one, number two, number three recruiters were in three separate lines of my organization. So does it work? Absolutely, it works. When we fly into marketplaces, I love to look at the numbers after I leave and see if recruiting goes up. It always goes up. I tell you all that because I want your attention on this information because it will work for you if you work it, right, which has been clearly explained. You got to work this stuff. And so I'm excited to share some of this information with you. And again, my story, you guys know, this is a picture of me growing up. This is what happens when you ask your mother of a picture of you growing up. I said, Mom, listen, I'm sharing my story. I need a picture of me growing up, and this is what she sent me. So this is me growing up. But for real, my story, as you guys know, going from construction worker and building houses to now being blessed and fortunate to travel across the country and share the message, and it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that I'd be here today sharing a message with you when the worst class I had in college was public speaking. And I remember standing up and doing a presentation, and literally I'm shaking, I'm sweating, my voice is cracking, I'm stuttering the whole time, and just completely terrified. And then now, you know, I've addressed audiences as large as 14,000 people. I've done 600-700 keynote presentations, spoken with, you know, Grant Cardone, Les Brown, Jack Canfield. I mean, you name it, at conferences all over. It's been an absolute blessing, but it's been a period of transformation. And how is that possible? The thing is that anything's possible. The more you grow, the more you develop, the more valuable you become, the more everything changes. Everything in your life can change when you change. And that's a big part of my presentation I want to share with you today is the fact that how can you take two associates that have the same marketplace, the same talents, the same skills, the same opportunity, the same product, the same services, the same tools, the same comp plan, and one goes to the top and the other one flounders? Why is that? It's the you factor. The fact is, we all have the same exact game we get to play here in Legal Shield, and some of us take advantage of it more than others, but most of the time it's our mindset that determines everything else. It's not just the skill set. Can you get better in your skill set? Absolutely, and we want you to. But if you don't get your mind right, this whole thing will not grow and develop. It will not work for you until you change the way that you think and that you always grow and that you always evolve. The book that I like to follow, the Bible, says be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not the renewal. Not a one-time event, the renewing, which means a constant process. It's like taking a shower. You can't do that one time and say, I'm done. You need to take another one and another one and another one and another one forever. And in our life, we're a lot like a banana. We're either getting ripe or we're getting rotten. But we get to make that choice. And for me, I'm still ripening. I'm still reading books like crazy. I'm growing and developing and working on every area of my life. I'm working on finances and marriage and health and fitness and hobbies and career, relationships and spirituality, you name it. I always want to be developing every area of my life. Well, the same thing with our business. And so for me, it's been a period of transformation. And so what I want to share with you right now is the fact that I'm going to hit you with a lot of information. The reason why is because this course is a lot longer than what we have time to go through today. So we're not going to get through everything. We're going to go as far as we can until we get close to 2 o'clock, and we're just going to have to cut it off where we cut it off, and I apologize. So I want to share with you how to take some notes so you don't get overwhelmed, because I'm going to hit you with a fire hose of information. It's going to be a lot. As you take notes, make a separate list of action items, a separate list of to-dos. If you've got things that you need to do, put it on a separate sheet. So when you get done, you're able to take some notes on that. Okay? And by the way, something else I wanted to share with you. In our recognition segment earlier, there's one thing that we missed, not because we missed anything in recognition, but there's a couple that I want to highlight because they came here from New Jersey intending to stay for 2 days and ended up staying a week and a half so far. And in a very short period of time, literally yesterday, they have several hundred performance club points. They fast start qualified in their business, rank advanced to the next level in performance club pro, qualified. So let's give it up for the Howards from New Jersey. Brand new associates. Absolutely. An absolutely amazing couple. I have enjoyed a few days with them as well. So appreciate you guys. Glad that you're here. Thanks for staying extra and being committed. So just shows you when you make a decision, things can happen, right? Several hundred performance club points in 1 day. That means anybody can do that in 1 day, right? Much less a whole month. So let's get that done. So anyway, make a separate list for to-do items. Underline things particular to your business needs. So if you're taking notes, you're going to take some notes of some things you're already doing. You're already doing well. If it's important to your business where you're at right now, underline it so it's easy to find whenever you get done, because you're going to have a lot of notes, I promise. Your hand's going to be hurting today. Summarize things. Take your top 3 takeaways and actionable items. So if we talk about a certain process in the business that you're going to be looking at, summarize your top 3 things. So when you leave here, make it easy on yourself. How many times have we taken notes in our past and said we're going to go back through them and we never did? Because there's too many of it. You go to a convention, you got 10, 15, 20 pages of notes. But what if you had just your top takeaways? It'd be easy to go through that bullet point and remind yourself of some vital things to change your business. But I want you to do that today. And then revisit the highlights. Make a commitment now. Listen, you're going to forget. By the time we get to the end of this training, you're going to forget some of the most impactful things that we've shared today. You need to revisit that so you internalize it, so you can apply it, because that's what makes the difference. We don't build a business sitting in a classroom alone. It's what we apply and take action on that's going to make the biggest difference. So let's talk about freedom. What is freedom to you? What is it that you think when you hear the word freedom? What comes from that, and what is it that stimulates you to want to do more so you can have more freedom in your life? And for some of us in the room, we define freedom differently. For me, I like having unlimited options, right? I like being able to determine when I go somewhere, how long I stay, what I do, how much income I've got to be able to use on whatever, mission and ministry stuff, traveling the world, spending time with my spouse, being spontaneous, enjoying hobbies, spending time with friends, creating memories. To me, I want freedom in every area of my life. That's what motivates me for my, this is a word that we shouldn't have so much stigmatism with, but for selfish reasons. Right? We're all motivated for reasons of what we want to do. We're also motivated by what we want to do for the world or for our families or for those that are around us. We need to be able to identify both of those. But what is it for you that you're in this business for? What is it that is freedom to you and in your life? So for me, I know that Walt Disney used to teach that people think in images. They don't think in words. They think of images. So I want to share with you some of the freedom stuff for me. This is my nephew, who's autistic. He was the inspiration of us starting a facility that we have called the American Autism Rehabilitation Center, where we take care of tens of thousands of patient visits a year, kids with autism, Asperger's, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, ADD, ADHD, sensory processing disorder, you name it. Everywhere from a little infant to we had a 26-year-old adult male who some of our therapists taught how to shower independently for the first time, right? And everything in between. But my nephew, I picked him up for years every Wednesday. I got to pick him up and spend time with him for several hours. And that was amazing because I never had to ask a boss for time off. I never had to ask anybody for permission for anything. I had to spend that time with my nephew for many, many, many years, take him to therapy, pick him up, take him to the park, and just play with him and spend that kind of time. How many people in their 20s at the time could be that kind of an uncle to pick him up in the middle of the day? That's freedom. To me, that's motivational. It's not the money. It's the freedom. And that's what I really am addicted to. This is my beautiful wife. This is our little dog, Lexi. She's 4.5-pound miniature poodle. And yes, her nails are painted. And she has, you know, pink leashes and, it's crazy. And I told my wife, I said, babe, this is just not going to work long term. We're going to have to get another dog, and it's got to be a male, and it cannot shed, so it's got to be like a golden doodle or something. So we hit up Mr. Dave Hall, and we got Louie. Okay. So Dave's a great friend of mine, by the way. Y'all's network vice president, great friend of mine. This is Louie. He's 63, 64 pounds. He has a master's degree as a therapy dog. He goes to work every single day, takes care of kids with neurological disorders, autism, and that kind of stuff. So he goes to work with Julie every single day. And then Julie says, I want another dog. I said, we're not getting another dog. She said, I want another dog. We're not getting another dog. So eventually, guess what happened? We get another dog. So, but I told her, I said, babe, listen, if we're getting another dog, there's a few things we got to do. Number one, it's got to be a male. Number two, it's got to be a large breed. I don't want another small dog. And by the way, Lexi is daddy's girl. Okay, she and I have a very good relationship. But I said, it's got to be a male. It's got to be a large breed. It's got to have some type of poodle in it because I don't want a lot of hair, you know, because we got these other two indoor dogs that they don't shed, so I don't want one that does. It's got to not shed. It's got to be partially brown or fully brown because his name has got to be Bourbon. And she said, okay, so we got Bourbon. This is Bourbon. He's from Ohio, absolutely beautiful dog, as you can imagine. And so this is our family, our household today, right? So this is us. This is Julie, Louie, Lexi, and Bourbon, right? So this is our household. This is the five of us. And who knows? Now I'm talking to Dave about maybe getting another dog from him. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, stop there, right? was blessed to be featured in Success from Home magazine, the front cover of Home Business Connection, and Success, the other Success from Home magazine at different times, different years, which, again, I just kind of highlight as, to me, that kind of stuff doesn't really matter, but it's weird to me to think that I was just a construction worker and a college dropout. That's my background. You look at my resume, there you go. That's my resume. And to go from that to be featured in a national publication, I put that in there, not because it really is inspirational to me, it's just kind of weird to me, honestly, because I'm still the same Kevin I was 12 years ago, I'm just evolving, that's all. But to inspire somebody who maybe that's motivational for you, I don't know. We're all different in this room. So maybe you aspire for something like that, and it can happen for you. I'm an adrenaline nut, so I jumped out of that plane, went skydiving, and of course I've been skydiving quite a bit, but my wife's never gone, so we took her. This is right after she pulled the chute, which is awesome to have some of those experiences. And by the way, let's talk about experiences for a second. The happiest moments in your life, I want you to think about one of those happiest moments you can think of right now and hold it in your mind. Everybody got something? Here's what I can tell you without knowing what it is. There's two characteristics. Number one, it was a unique experience. And number two, it was shared with another human being. Am I right? Isn't that unique? Because that's something that we all have in common when it comes to happiness. So if you want to be happier, study happiness. Our happiest moments were not things. They were moments. They were unique experiences, and they were shared with other human beings. So if you want to change your life, here's what I want to ask you. How can you make more unique experiences, and how can you share it with other human beings? A lot of these photos you're going to see are stuff like that. So my mom had her second brain surgery in Colorado. I took my wife up there, and we stayed for 2 weeks. I was able to be right there by my mom's side by her second brain surgery. I didn't have to go anywhere. Why? That's freedom. You can't put a price tag on that. You couldn't pay me enough money to not be there because I was able to actually take that time with mom, which was very important to me. This is the Bean in Chicago. This is in Gulf Shores, Alabama, where we live. Yes, I know everybody thinks it's rednecks and trailer parks in Alabama. I get it. But we are 20 minutes from the Florida state line. So if you ever want to go vacation somewhere, go to South Alabama, in the Gulf Shores area. I'm telling you, the sand is as white as these tablecloths, and the water is turquoise. It's beautiful. So it's a great place to go. I wanted to get scuba diving certified. Julie knew that, so she went to a scuba shop to buy me a certification course for my birthday one time. And they said, well, you know he needs a buddy. He needs to dive with somebody else. It's safer to dive with somebody else. You should get certified too. Great sales pitch, and it worked. She bought the certification course. So we got certified. Since then, we've been all over everywhere. This is Cozumel. This is us diving the USS Massachusetts, a big sunken ship. I went to Antigua for a week. This is in Cancun with sea turtles. We dove down there. And then one time we went to, this is one of the most unique experiences of my life. We went to Canmore, Calgary, Canada area. We went and stayed at a five-star resort in the middle of a mountain. take 3 days to hike there or a helicopter ride. Every morning, we had a chef that would prepare the food, and then we would talk to the guides up there and figure out what kind of rock climbing or what kind of trail climbing experiences we want. We'd hop in the helicopter, go to the spot, hop out of the helicopter, pack a lunch, and then go off for the day. We did that for a week. And some of the sites there, you just don't do justice. I mean, this is Julie right here. That's me in the red. It was just an incredible, breathtaking experience. The pictures just don't do justice, as you guys know. I mean, y'all live in a beautiful area, too. You ever take a picture, you look at it, you're like, man, that's not what I'm seeing. Well, the magnitude of these mountains is just ridiculous, right? You know, being from Canada, absolutely. Cool experience. This is Siesta Beach, number one beach in the United States. We got to stay there for a week in some bungalows for years until rules changed, unfortunately. One of the companies I have is a specialty pharmacy that treats kids with bleeding disorders. And these are kids who are typical, they just, their blood doesn't clot. So they'll continue bleeding if they don't get an IV infusion. So we supply what they need for the infusion and nurses for patients in the state of Alabama. And every year we get these kids together with an IV infusion specialist, and we go take them to parks and have a great time in like Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We'd go to Dixieland Stampede and go to Dollywood and water parks and let them have a great time because they're in a safe environment with nurses that could take care of them. So for HIPAA, I can't show you pictures of the actual patients, but you can see the same color shirts. We'd fill up all the roller coasters and go on water slides and stuff. We did this every year for a week in the mountains until they wouldn't allow us to do that anymore, unfortunately. One time I wanted to go see a Cirque show. My wife and I are Cirque du Soleil nuts. If you've never seen a Cirque show, you ought to. And they had the Michael Jackson one in Houston, Texas. So one day we hop on a plane, we fly to Houston, we watch the Cirque show, we eat dinner, and flew home that night. How's that for a date night? That's pretty cool. Been to Vegas about, I don't know, probably 20-something times. This is my mother, my sister, my grandma, my aunt, and my nephew. This is for Mom's first brain surgery. So we're taking family photos as much as we could. And I got to be by her for 3 weeks during that first brain surgery that she had. And to me, again, it's just priceless. I love motorcycles. That's my Ducati Diavel. It's a dream bike I used to dream about way back in the day. And I got that about a month and a half ago. Took executive retreats up in Helen, Georgia. I love to fish. And the good news is when you create your own PowerPoint, you choose the photos. Because Julie usually catches a lot bigger fish than me, but I put the PowerPoint together. So there you go. But that's a big red grouper close to where I live. This is an executive director fishing trip. We went 12 hours. You can see that one got eaten by a shark on the way up. Pretty cool. This was 3 weeks ago. We went with a group of guys. We went bow fishing. And when I got back to the dock, I'm sitting there fishing for hours and hours and hours on this little tiny dock. And I talked to the business dude next to me. I was like, you know what I need right now? And he's like, what? I said, I need about a 40-pound fish to hit this thing. 3 minutes later, this 38-pound black drum hit. I had 15-pound test. Some of you know that are fishermen know that was a fight. So we both were worn out by the time we got that thing in. That was cool. David Dolan was number one recruiter in the company 2 years in a row. Personal guy in my organization. This was a red fishing trip. This is Concho River in Texas. Football game with Brian Carruthers. Funny picture of me and Brian. Executive cruises. We've been on, I don't know, 8 or 9 executive cruises with the executives on the team. Which is fun. Orlando, Florida, Executive Director Conference. And then Julie and I went to Orlando Studios for 3 days and played like a bunch of kids. Had a blast. This is the Puerto Vallarta, Mexico trip we won. That's our CEO, Jeff Bell. We won that from Executive Team Growth. They took 20-something people, or 17 couples, that's what it was. And we were one of the 17 who were blessed to win that. Hollywood, California, New Orleans, omakase sushi experience. That was pretty cool. Miami, Florida, Executive Director Conference. I wrote in my journal that one day one of my goals was to be asked to train at a national convention. The first convention they ever asked me to train on was an executive director convention, which I thought was even a bigger honor. But I also wrote, and I'll get to that point in just a second, I went to Costa Rica this year, which was fun. This is White House, Jamaica. Stayed there for a week for anniversary. Red Rock Mountains. This is in Cabo, the trip that we won. You know Brian and Melissa and a lot of other executives in the business. This is Atlantis in Bahamas. Niagara Falls in Canada. One of my dreams was to go stay at the JW Marriott Marquis Hotel. It's the tallest hotel in the world in Dubai. We went for 10 days. We stayed on the 63rd floor. And some mornings you'd wake up. This was their pool. They had speakers in the water. So when you dive under the water, you can hear music. This is the tallest building in the world called the Burj Khalifa. We went to the top of that. And then this is where about where we stayed in the towers. A lot of mornings you'd wake up and there'd be clouds underneath you. What an experience, right? What an experience. I'm a haunted house nut. I've built one for 15 years. We went to 8 haunted houses in 2014, went to over 15 haunted houses in 2016. And this guy was a tour bus driver. If you've ever seen The Walking Dead, you'd recognize him. That's him. Isn't that crazy? I like to hunt. Some people don't, so I slid those pictures down. But I've been all over. Illinois, Canada, Saskatchewan, Texas, you name it. Priceless memories with my father, right? To be able to spend that quality time with him is awesome. I like to do terrain races, and these are some of our staff from the Autism Center. I've done a boatload of terrain races. My last one I did was 2 weeks ago. 2016 International Convention, okay? I had written in my journal that one day I'd be asked by Brian Carruthers to train with him. Never told him this. And he asked me to train with him at a national convention. Thoughts become things. Thoughts become things. If you can't hold it in your mind, you'll never hold it in your hand. Remember that. And I wrote that down, and that's Brian there, and that's me here. And again, it may not be important to you. Maybe that motivates you. I don't know. But it motivated me. And I wanted to be asked to train with my mentor, Brian, and that dream became a reality many years ago. I recruited a girl who was a nurse because she talked to her financial advisor at church and said, hey, I'm looking at this business. Will you evaluate it? And he said, sure. And he saw that it was a network marketing company. And he said, listen, I don't know anything about network marketing, but I know a guy who specializes in that. His name's Kevin Moeller. So she gives me a call, and this nurse is looking at a company. I help her evaluate it, and I told her all the power, the great things about the company she was looking at. She says, is this something you would ever do? And I said, nope. She said, why? I said, well, it's too much competition. You can buy a similar product other places. I'm not passionate about health and wellness, and I want to build something one time and be able to live a life of freedom. So what do you think she asked me? What do you do? So I showed it to her, and she became a Legal Shield associate. And then she said, I need you to meet with my dad. He'll never listen to me. And I said, okay, tell me about your father. She said, he's a retired Division I college basketball coach. And he's a very wealthy dude. He's got millions of dollars in the bank. He's done very well for himself. He'll never listen to me, but I think he'll like this. So I met him at McDonald's. That's where he chose to meet for a cup of coffee. We meet, and I show it to him, and he says, every coach in America needs this. And I said, I agree. I mean, every human in America needs this. So, yeah, every coach needs it. He said, hold on a second. I'm going to call the executive director of the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Calls up Jim Haney. And we're sitting there at McDonald's, and he says, hey, Jim, I'm sitting here right now with a young gentleman. He's an executive of a company, and I wanted to talk to you about, I think this is a service that every coach needs, man. They need this so bad. He's like, well, what is it? He says, it's Legal Shield. And Jim says, well, I've been a member for 23 years. I didn't know we could offer that to the coaches. So this is a picture. Legal Shield was the only allowed vendor for all Division I college basketball coaches in America at their NABC conference. These are all Division I coaches. And it's a lot bigger room than that, but that's the size I could get. You know the collective earnings in this room? Okay, this is the week of the Final Four, and they're up here. So I spoke about Legal Shield, and at the end, Jim Haney says, well, how'd it go? I said, well, it went great, man. I appreciate the opportunity. It's been awesome. He says, you know, I'm best friends with the executive director of the Golf Coaches Association of America. So this is us at the Golf Coach Association of America. These are all Division I college golf coaches. When I got done with that, he says, Greg says, well, I'm friends with the Women's Golf Coaching Association of America. And that slide's not here yet, but it will be because that's part of the story. It shows the power of networking. Here's what I want to tell you. The harder you work, the luckier you get. The harder you work, the luckier you get. Plant enough seeds and something's going to grow into a massive harvest. The question is, what kind of seeds are you planting? How many seeds are you planting? Forget trying to figure out what's going to be the big harvest and plant enough seeds and stuff like this happens. People say, oh my gosh, you're so lucky. Really? Maybe we just plant enough seeds. Maybe that's part of the formula. Harder you work, the luckier you get. Y'all will recognize this guy, Dave Hall. So when I travel, people don't know what the Utah Mountains look like, but we went 300 miles in 3 days in the Utah Mountains. This was in 2015, which is awesome. And of course, now we just came back from an elk hunt, which is amazing. This is the Autism Center. It's 10,000 square feet. We do, like I said, 15, 16,000 patient visits a year. The specialty pharmacy is in the back through that back door over there. When you walk in, this is what it looks like. And this place was built on a mission. That picture back there, you can't see it. And I don't mean to get like spiritual or religious, but you did ask me to speak. These are my beliefs. But in this picture back here is a kid getting out of a wheelchair hugging Jesus. And our whole center is built with that in mind, is taking care of children that need a place to go, providing hope. This is a sensory-friendly Santa experience that we do for our patients. We don't charge them a dime. We pay all the expenses. And some of these kids, I mean, they can't just go to the mall and take a picture with Santa. It's not a thing. So these families don't have any Christmas photos at all. But when they get one-on-one with Santa for 15 minutes, things like this happen. And we have, I usually do the photography stuff. This boy right here is completely nonverbal. And this was about 14 minutes into his 15-minute session. He didn't have anything to do with Santa, but that 14th minute, man, he just started playing. And we were able to capture some photos that obviously are incredible. This is American Hyperbaric Center. This is our hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber. It's the largest chamber in Alabama and Mississippi. That's what it looks like on the inside. We take care of traumatic brain injury, stroke patients, cerebral palsy, bacterial infections, diabetic wounds, complications healing after surgery. And guys, I'm a college dropout. I got doctors that work here, nurses that work here, chamber technicians that work here. Just to show you, things are possible. Like, whoever tells you you can't do something, man, that's between you and God what you can do. It's a lot more than what human mind says you can or cannot do. I can promise you that. It also helps when you know how to recruit. That's how I build great teams. People say, how do you do all that stuff? I hire people a lot smarter than me. That's how I do it. So let's talk about the cash flow quadrant for a second. You guys familiar with this? There's four different ways to earn income. There's four different ways to earn income. The first one is the employee quadrant. This is the highest taxed quadrant out of all four. You're going to pay more taxes in this quadrant than any other one. And here you're trading your time for money because you have a job. That's where you trade time for money. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. You just need to understand that's only one way of getting paid. There's three other ones. So here, trading time for money, the only way you can make more money is to get permission from another human being. They got to give you a raise. Listen to me when I say this. Most people that go to earn more money, they give up more of their life to get it. They get a promotion, which means now what? More responsibility, more stress, more hours, more work at home. That doesn't sound like more life to me. And if you have to trade more of your life for more money, you are in the wrong quadrant. I want to have more freedom in life, right? Don't you? So this is the employee quadrant. You look at the self-employed quadrant. This, I used to think, was a business owner. You talk to someone and says, hey, man, what are you doing for work? I say, oh, I'm on business. Oh, great. What do you do? Oh, I have a pressure washing company. Cool. How many employees do you have? Oh, it's just me. That's not a business owner. That's self-employed. And we've been conditioned to admire a lot of these professions that are self-employed, like attorneys, like surgeons. Well, guess what? If you're an attorney, you're not seeing a client, you're not getting paid. So you bust your tail and you work 70 hours a week to accomplish your goal, and now you can't slack off at 70 hours because if you do, your income goes down. You're performing surgery. Now you say, oh, well, I can't stay out too late because I got to perform surgery tomorrow morning. So you say, hey, I can't be at my son's baseball game, or hey, I can't watch the end of it because I got to go home. That's not freedom. That's self-employed. There's no freedom there. This is where you own a job. You can call your own shots. You can increase your income. You can set your own margins. But guess what? You don't work, you don't get paid. Period. You have to be your own boss at this position. And you're still, you start every day at zero. You're still trading time for money. It's a treadmill that goes nowhere fast. But then the B quadrant is the business owner quadrant. And this is where you own a system. A business should have the product and service delivery, should have the cash flow management, and should have the sales and marketing within the business. When that happens, you can remove yourself. Just like we had hundreds of patient visits this past week, I was not there. I was elk hunting. Why? First of all, I'm not licensed to see any patients. I don't have any degrees or therapy certifications or any of that stuff. And second of all, I didn't design it for me to need to be there. And that's how you get freedom in your life. So all these patient visits are happening, and I don't have to be there. I don't have to check any. I don't have to do anything. And that runs, right? That's the way that we thought about that, because that's a business. That's a true business. And then I is an investor, and that's where you send your money out into the world, and it comes back with a bunch of friends, right? Your money works for you. Here's the challenge. Everybody wants to be on the right side of the quadrant. How in the world do you get there? And you've got to fall in love with this fact that you've got the easiest vehicle in the world to get, because almost everybody starts right here in the employee quadrant. But the cool thing is you can keep your job that pays the bills, and you don't have to invest all of your life savings into a business and hope that it works. You don't have to risk anything more than $99 and some sweat equity. And here, as an employee, you keep that. So your bills are paid, and you're not risking not being able to feed your children or anything crazy. You keep the job that's paying the bills, and you put your foot in the self-employed quadrant by launching your Leo Show business. You're self-employed at first. You don't have a team. You don't have a leverage. You don't have any residual income yet. But you keep building your self-employed business, and at some point, you're going to cross this chasm right into the B quadrant. You can keep your job if you want to. You can even move over to the self-employed quadrant and go out there and bust tail and make a full-time living if you want to over here. But eventually, if you build a team, you will get yourself to this side of the quadrant, which is freedom. I'm not the highest income earner in the company. I'm nowhere even close. I'm a $50,000 ring earner, which means I make less than six figures. But I have five other companies. I'm probably one of the most free executives in the entire company because this quadrant makes sense to me. I market two or three memberships a month. You don't see me on the leader charts of big production and any of that kind of stuff, but I built a team because this is what makes sense to me, and I want this to be a system. And when you do that, then if you're smart, you take some of your money and you invest it. People think Brian Carruthers makes a lot of money. Let me tell you something. He makes six figures a month in Legal Shield. He makes just as much, if not more, outside of Legal Shield because he's a very smart investor. I mean, he has an entire stock portfolio. Just in Apple stock, he's got almost $5 million. Just in Apple stock, right? Because he's a smart investor. And he's got books on that, by the way. Money Mindset is a great book that'll teach you a lot. And it all boils down to this. This is a nurse named Nalil. This is in Tijuana, Mexico, when we took Julie for her healthcare stuff. All this that we did was so worth it. Was so worth it. Spending that time over there not knowing we're going to fly home, how much it's going to cost, because we had systems that would work for us. And you got to do that. This is in Panama, where we took her for the last round of treatment. Just a few short months ago, about 4 or 5 months ago, we went to the country of Panama for her medical treatment there, which was awesome. So let's talk about the recruiting mindset. Recruiting is a mindset. You got to work hard on yourself than you do your business, period. So if you're the kind of person that you skip reading the books, you skip listening to the audios, you skip going to seminars that make you better and better and better, you're not understanding that what we do to recruit is being the best version of you that's possible. People don't join companies, they don't join products, they join people. Are you working on the people component of your business? Are you working on you and your mindset through all of this stuff? That's what you got to spend the most time on. The personal development is the key. If you want the shortcut, there it is, guys. It's personal development. Making yourself more attractive to other people. Let me tell you something. When you start to embark upon personal development, everything it changes because it's anything that makes you better. When you get better, you become different to the rest of the world. You guys understand the rest of the world is not consuming books like we do in the network marketing profession. They're not going to seminars like we are right now. You're actually at one. The rest of the world's not doing that. Statistically, yeah, there's some people. But you become so much different than everybody else that now you become attractive. You become a light in the world of darkness. Things start to happen. Like for me, when someone says, well, what do you think about the economy? I'm like, which one? They're like, what do you mean, which one? I'm like, you talking about the United States economy or are you talking about my household's economy? Because I'm in charge of my household. I can't control the rest of the country. I can't do squat about that. I can vote. That's it. People talk about the White House. I'm trying to take care of my own house. Some people follow the president like they get paid to do it. And if they do, great. They're a politician or they get paid to be a reporter. That's awesome. I don't get paid to do that. I can't change my household by following somebody else's, right? So here's the deal. Personal development makes you say stuff like that. People are like, what do you mean you're in control of your own economy? I'm like, well, I run my own business. They say, well, what do you do? Well, watch this video. Personal development just changes you, makes everything else easier because you get better. And the better you get, listen, I know we probably have some vegans or vegetarians in here, and I'm going to go ahead and apologize, okay, because I am neither. But how many of y'all love steak? Raise your hand. All right, making you hungry already? All right, you probably have your own little secret recipe, and you marinate the steak, right? And you turn the grill on. And then that grill gets really hot, and it's time to throw the steak on. And you throw that steak on there, and it goes, tss, right? And as it heats up, all that marinade, as it warms up, that marinade starts to come out of the steak. You with me? That's a lot like life. Whatever you've been marinating that steak in, when the heat turns up, is what comes out. Well, guess what? In your life, whenever the heat turns up, whatever you've been marinating is what's going to come out. In that traffic jam, in that presidential election, in that car accident, when someone spills coffee in your lap, in the midst of your worst day, your attitude, when you run into what could be your next platinum executive director, but you had a sour attitude, you missed the opportunity. When heat turns up in life, whatever you've been marinating in is what's going to pour out. So what are you marinating in? Are you marinating in CNN, constant negative news? Do you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is check your text messages, your email, and the news? CNN knows, because they're CNN, that negative news attracts people. So what do you think they're doing to get people's attention? They'll tell you where the tornado and the hurricane is, but they don't say, man, the prettiest weather in America today are in these states. Why isn't that on there? Why when people tell you to go up, they give you directions, they tell you go up to the red light? Why can't it be the green light? You ever think about that? That's the world we live in. So what are you marinating in all the time? Personal development is everything that makes you better. It's the books that you read. You realize people spend their entire lives to make a breakthrough. They write it in a book. The average book is 150 pages. That means if you read 10 pages a day, you can read someone's life highlights in 15 days. But most people neglect reading a book. Why? Because it's easy to neglect. Well, let me tell you, what's easy to do is easy not to do, and that's why it's dangerous. Are you consuming that? Look, if you read 10 pages of a good book a day, then you're going to finish about two books a month. That's 24 books a year. You're going to sweep people away with who you become in 12 short months. Or you won't do it in 12 months, and you'll be the same person you were 12 months ago. And you'll let the world marinate and everything else. When you turn on the radio, you hear negative stuff. When you get on the news, you hear negative stuff. When you see the magazine and newspaper, it's negative stuff. When you go to work, you hear other people with negative stuff. And if you're not, I was doing a seminar like this one time, and a lady in the back just blurted out, she said, all that personal development is a bunch of brainwashing. I said, exactly. Which shocked her. Because the world's going to brainwash you with negative. What are you flushing it out with? Anything? You got to treat this personal development stuff seriously, man. It's because who you become, it's the books, it's the audios. Drive Time University. Some people say, man, music is my therapy. Same here, man. But when I go to the grocery store, on the way there, I listen to personal development. On the way back, I jam out to whatever I want. But make sure you're putting stuff in your mind that's positive, that makes you think. It makes you think positively. It makes you be more confident in yourself. A lot of people think that leaders are fearless. No, they're courageous. They feel the fear and do it anyway. There's a big difference. I wake up every day scared. I try to put things in my agenda that freak me out. I talk to people that scare me to talk to them. They're already successful, and I do it anyway. I see somebody sharp like Ryan here and think, man, I need to talk to him. Oh, man, what if he says no? All right, here I go. Boom. And just feel the fear and do it anyway, right? You got to have things that plant those seeds in your mind to help you do that. It's the seminars you attend and the associations. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And the law of association states that your associations are working harder on you than you are your associations, period. It's not a question. It's not debatable. I mean, someone could say, I don't believe in gravity. Hop off a building and see what happens. You don't have to believe. You may say, oh, well, I'm stronger than the people. I make a good impact on the people around me. Awesome. But you better not spend more time with them than you do anybody else that's pulling you up. Because if you hang around five people that are rude, you're rude. Five people that smoke, you smoke. Five that drink every day, you drink every day. Five that go to church, you go to church. Five that are in performance club, you're in performance club. Five that complain about Legal Shield all the time and don't ever do anything, you're the sixth. We are the average of the five people we spend the most time with, so take some inventory of who you're spending time with because that's part of your personal and professional development. Okay? Very powerful. Passive cash flow is king. It's not about, listen, the world will teach you to save. Save your money, invest your money, save your money for retirement. Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. But you can wipe out a nest egg, but you cannot wipe out passive cash flow. If you took Brian Carruthers, every single investment he has, all the real estate that he has, all the cars that he has that he's paid cash for, you took out every penny out of his account, give him 30 days, he'll have $150,000. Why? Because that's what he makes in passive cash flow just in Legal Shield alone. Forget the rest of his investments. So it's about passive cash flow. What kind of passive cash flow are you creating? It's a lot harder to save a couple million dollars than it is to create an asset that spits off $5,000 a month. Do you know how much money you'd have to have invested to make $5,000 a month, especially with today's interest rates at like less than 1%? Let's say you've got a great savings account at 2%. How many millions of dollars do you have to save to make $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month in passive income without touching that, the majority of that, without touching that actual investment, without the money, just in interest, you have to save millions of dollars. To me, that sounds hard. It's a lot easier to build a passive cash flow business than it is to save millions. Would you agree? So what you're doing is smart. So why recruit? Because it's the money, it's the time, and if you have a balance of both of that plus purpose, it's freedom. I don't want to just make money and not be fulfilled. I want to help people. Guess what we get to do in Legal Shield? Every family you sign up for our service, you're helping them. Every identity you protect, you're helping them. And every business person that you're able to secure on your team and help them develop their own business to whatever level they want to go, you're helping them. To me, that's purpose. That's true purpose. That's freedom. That's fulfillment. If you can have the time and the money and purpose, man, that's what you talk about, a free life. So let's talk about the exposure process. And exposure is sharing information with somebody that you've never shared information with before. That's what an exposure is. And the name of the game is all about sharing information and doing these exposures, right? So sharing information with someone you never shared information with before. We use tools and third party because it duplicates. So let me tell you how I ended up on Brian Carruthers' team. Brian Carruthers was a 28-year-old real estate agent in Maryland. He mailed a video to a guy who owned a boatyard in Florida, who mailed a video to a guy who owned a third-generation seafood restaurant in Mobile, Alabama, whose son worked for him. He was filleting flounder and peeling shrimp in the back of the restaurant. He was 20 years old. He gave it to him and recruited him. He gave it to the hostess of the restaurant, who's now his wife, but her name was Amanda, and she was not from Alabama. She was actually from Mississippi. So she mailed it to a friend of hers she used to go to high school with who got started in the business, who gave it to a friend of his that was part of a fraternity in their college days who got started in the business, who years later moves to Foley, Alabama, and his next-door neighbor was from Brazil. He spoke fluent Portuguese, very little English. He was a granite countertop installer, a pizza delivery guy, and a roofer. Had a lot of jobs. One day he gives the video to him, and Marcio goes home and he watches it, had a question about some tax stuff that he didn't understand because he wasn't from the States, and plus, I don't understand tax stuff. I have to have smart people that do, right? So he didn't understand, so he buys Legal Shield, becomes an associate. One day he's at the granite countertop store. A lady comes in trying to sell him a credit card processing machine. He says, I'm not interested in that, but you might be interested in this, and gives her a video. She takes it home and watches it, says, I think my son would be good at this, gives it to her son, who was taking some accounting classes at the college that I was going to, and he gave it to me. That's how I joined Brian Carruthers' team. Now, how on God's earth do you think Brian Carruthers could have ever called the guy who owned the boatyard, who could have called the guy who owned the restaurant, who could have talked to his son, who could have talked to his girlfriend, who could have called her friend from high school in Mississippi, who could have called his fraternity brother from college, who talked to a man who spoke Portuguese and convinced him to join the business, who then could talk to a lady who spoke English, who's a sales professional, who could then take it and give it to her accounting student son, who was 29, who could give it to me as busy as I was at age 20, taking some architecture classes. It is impossible. It's like saying, hey, if I throw all of this equipment on the floor, it may blow up and turn into a Rolex. Possible, not likely, right? I don't know what it's doing. The screen's on here. It's got a short somewhere. So well, that's the reason why we use third parties, because it duplicates. Tools and videos and events duplicate. People don't. I can't be everywhere. I cannot be in my team's pocket all across North America 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but a video can. That's the reason why we have to use tools, is because tools duplicate. Here's the crazy thing about that story. What if I had given it to the 29-year-old accounting student who gave it to his mom, who gave it to the guy at the granite countertop place, who gave it to his next-door neighbor, who gave it to his friend from college, who gave it to his old girlfriend from high school, who gave it to her boyfriend then at the restaurant, who gave it to his father who owned the restaurant, who met it to a guy who owned the boatyard, who sent it to a 28-year-old real estate agent in Maryland, Brian Carruthers would be on my team. It's the same story. You got to think like that. If you want to build a large team, that's how you got to think. Because it's all about duplication. Isn't that weird? It's got a short somewhere. It's flashing. It's trying. We only knew what it was, huh? Personal development. That's right. Look at that. We're going to get it. Let me just click down real quick while we try to figure this out. So let me talk to you real quick about the recruiting process, right? The recruiting process, and you don't have to write this down, but it's creating curiosity, and I'm going to teach you how to create curiosity. It's a lot easier to create curiosity than it is interest. So if you try to pique interest, it's easier to pique someone's curiosity. Now, why do I tell you that? Because Tony Robbins teaches, how many of you guys know Tony Robbins? So Tony Robbins teaches that if you want to motivate someone, you need to first know what motivates them. Right? So if you see someone sharp and you talk to them about the money they can make in the business, but you have no idea that they're more of a philanthropist type person, they're more motivated to help people than they are about the money, but they look like they'd be about the money, so you talk to them about the money, and they're shaking their head, but the whole time they're really not interested in the word you're saying. Why? Because they're not interested. But what if you got them curious? You assume they're about the money, but you just got them curious, so now you got them to watch the video. When they watch the video, they say, oh my God, I can help a lot of people with this Legal Shield business. See how that works? So focus on piquing people's curiosity to get them to look, because people that look at Legal Shield will become interested in what they're interested in. It's not my job to figure out what they're interested in, whether they're interested in the money, whether they're interested in time freedom, whether they're interested in helping people, whether they're interested in getting rich. It doesn't matter. I don't need to know. I need to get them to watch the video so that they become interested in what they're interested in. Make sense? Oh, it's on. It's good. Boom. Yeah, it's working. Thanks, guys. Let's give them a round of applause. Our magic workers in the room. Appreciate you guys. So here it is. Piquing curiosity. I'm going to teach you how to use your secret weapon, which is your story. We're going to talk about that. You're going to give people a tool or a video. Ask them if I would you. I'm going to teach you how to get their phone number, following up, three-way calls, edify, and a live event. Now understand this. There's a reason why these are bullet points and not numbers. You do not have to go in any particular order. My analytical friends in the room, my OCD friends in the room, please have the freedom of doing whatever order you need to for that prospect. Okay, don't get so rigid that you're like, hey, there's a briefing tonight, but I got to pique their curiosity, I got to tell them my story, I got to send them a tool, and then I got to get them on the phone, and I got to do a three-way call, and then I can invite them to a live event because that's at the bottom. No, you're free to invite them to a live event first. These are bullet points. Now, it does flow well, generally speaking, in this area, and we're going to talk about each of these. So basically what you're doing, and you guys have seen this, you're going to, and I didn't create this, or that word would be curiosity, but you're going to approach and pique curiosity, edify an expert after they've seen a tool, then you're going to invite them to an event, and typically they're going to come on board. This is how you typically run the baseball diamonds in your business, typically. So let's look at that process, okay? First of all, your contacts go in one of three categories. You have to understand you can't say the same thing to every prospect because not all prospects are the same. Socially and economically speaking, these prospects look at you in certain regards. I know we were all taught by mom and dad not to judge a book by its cover, but how many of us judge a book by its cover? Everybody who's honest, right? That's how it works. Here's the deal. Blues look up to you. That's what a blue is. So a blue looks up to you. It could be socially. It could be because you're older. It could be because you make more money. It could be because you have a bigger education. It could be you were the first pick in the sports team and they were second. I don't know. But they look up to you for some reason. Socially and or economically speaking, they look up to you. Right? Then you've got greens. These are people you see as yourself. These are people who typically make the same amount of income as you. They typically have the same type of work. Some of them even work with you. They got the same job, maybe in a different department. But these are people just like you. You're typically most comfortable with. These are most of your best friends. These are people that you are a lot alike with, socially and economically speaking. And then you got your reds. And these are the people that you look up to. You look up to them socially or economically. Maybe they're a pastor. Maybe they're a lawyer. Maybe they've got a PhD. Maybe they're a millionaire. You look up to them for some form or fashion. Now, we can't say the same thing to all three of these categories. To a blue, you can say, hey, man, I know you could use some extra income. Why don't you take a look at this? To a red, you can't say, hey, man, I know you could use some extra income. Why don't you take a look at this? Well, can we agree? So what do we say, especially to reds? Well, let's look at this. First of all, if you want to build a significant business, before we even talk about what to say, you first need to become a core associate. In this business, you don't get what you want. You get what you are. If you're not core and you want a core associate on your team, you're trying to build a team that does everything for you, good luck. The reason I'm in Performance Club is not because I need to be in Performance Club. The reason I'm in Performance Club is because I cannot ask my team to do something I'm not willing to do. And I love to prove to them that it can be done as busy as I am. Being in and out of the country 80 days, 6 times, 5 other companies, typical other stuff of life, hurricanes coming to South Alabama and all this kind of stuff. I want to show them it can be done. So I got to be a Performance Club. So the big thing is number one, are you a core associate? And then number two is focus on recruiting up. Recruit up. Notice I said focus. I'm thankful that somebody shared it with me. My first briefing I went to, there were 3 people there. I came in all my construction clothes. Everybody else was in suits and ties. I'm thankful someone didn't judge me, or I wouldn't be here with you guys today, right? I'd still probably be doing construction work and maybe architecture stuff, stuck in some cubicle with no freedom at all. My wife probably would not have been attracted to who I was becoming 12 years ago because I wouldn't have had professional and personal development. I probably would not be as strong as a Christian as I am today. My wife would probably have, I know for a fact, my wife today would have nothing to do with the Kevin 12 years ago. So I probably would not be anywhere where I am as far as a person today. Everything would have been different. I'm thankful someone didn't see anything less than my potential because they planted a seed. So I'm not telling you only recruit up. I'm saying focus on recruiting up, okay? Here's the reason why. If this is you, and all you do is you talk to people that you're comfortable talking to, which are blues. Everybody's comfortable talking to a blue. If someone looks up to you, you don't fear. You feel this much fear, if any, talking to someone who looks up to you. It's easy, is it not? Right? So what do? We talk to who we're comfortable with. And guess what they do? They talk to who they're comfortable with. And they talk to who they're comfortable with. And here's what happens. These people are just as good as Reds. This is not a chart on the value of a human being. That's not what I'm saying. But here's what I am saying. This is their sphere of influence. It goes down, 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 down. And next thing you know, you recruit somebody who says, I ain't got $99. I don't know anybody. No one needs a legal plan. No one can afford this legal plan. Nobody I know has $99 to invest. And here's what happens. The mentality is, what if it doesn't work? What if I lose $99? What if I don't get promoted? This is retention. It's horrible. And it's the land of rejection. If you get rejected all the time because you're talking to people whose mentality is preconditioned to look for everything that is not good. They look for reasons it won't work. They do a Google search looking for negativity about the company, right? It's the land of rejection. Blues is the land of rejection. Greens, which is not on the chart, but this is if you go sideways, that would be the same sphere of influence because people talking to people that are just like them, just like them. That's the land of deception. The people that are closest to you, they say, oh, yeah, I'll be at the business briefing. You show up, they don't. Oh, yeah, I'll be on the call. You get on the call, they don't. Oh, yeah, I'll be on the Zoom webinar. You show up, they don't. Yeah, I'll meet you for coffee. Got busy. And they don't show up. That's the land of rejection. Guess what the Reds are? That's the land of reception. Right? Land of reception. Why? Because they are programmed to see the opportunity. They look for the high side. They look of how can this work? It's only $99. They stroke a check for that. And guess who they associate with? The Reds. Don't you think this guy who's successful in real estate has a broker? Don't you think she started out as an agent? Don't you think she has a mentor who's another broker who's been doing it for decades longer? And don't you think they are friends with the person that owns the real estate association or runs it? The next thing you know, you recruit somebody who knows everybody. They got influence over everything. Oh, got lucky. Nope, planted seeds. The harder you work, the luckier you get. But you got to focus. Listen, if you're going to recruit about 1 out of 7 people anyway, wouldn't you rather recruit 1 out of 7 people with massive influence versus 1 out of 7 people with none? So focus there. Focus there in your business. And I'm going to show you the power of focus. If you've ever seen this exercise, I'm going to ask you not to blow it for your neighbor. But for those of you that have, I want you to watch the screen, and here's your assignment. I want you to count how many times the player's wearing the white pass the basketball. You're going to see 2 sets of teams. One's wearing black, one's wearing white, so your eyes can easily follow. And you're going to count how many times the player's wearing white pass the basketball. Everybody got it? And see who's got the closest to the right number. Here we go. Watch the screen. Let me click play again. Oh, come on now. Hold on a second. Come on, I know the video's in there. Well, I'm scared to touch this thing. May have done it. Well, bummer. Seven, there you go. All right, we're going to do this one instead, see if this video plays. Which of those squares do you think is darker, A or B? Talk about spoiling it. But look, hey, even if you know they're the same color, they don't look the same color, do they? How many of you guys are like, there is no way in heck that's the same color? Well, let me see if this video plays. Maybe not. I'm going to try again and click. My gosh. Screwing it all up. I can't prove anything to you guys. Y'all think I'm just crazy now. These two, believe it or not, and I'll show you afterwards if you want to on my computer, because for some reason it didn't transfer over to this other laptop. But these two squares are the exact same color. Yeah, they are. And I'll show you as soon as we're done. Well, if I wasn't so scared I'd screw that thing up, I would make sure. All right, so let's look at this. All right, this will change your business right here. Let's talk about crafting your story, okay? Sorry about the videos, guys. I don't know what happened there. This is how you craft your story. If you want to pique someone's curiosity, we already talked about that. Piquing curiosity is better than piquing interest, right? We talked about that. Here's how you pique someone's curiosity, your story. How you tell your story matters if you want to pique someone's curiosity. There's 4 points to your story. It's your background, what you don't like about it, why you got started, and what has either happened so far in your business or why you're excited about the future. If you do that, and then you ask somebody to look, you will undoubtedly pique the curiosity of almost every single human being that you meet. So let me give you some examples, since you guys know my story. So I meet Ryan, the successful real estate agent. And I say, Ryan, hey, listen, man, you know, my background real quick is construction work. Right? There's my background. And a college student at night. I work in the heat every single day, and I work in the cold and rainy days. I don't get a paycheck. I never have time for friends or family or anything. Never have any time to study. But I got started on a project in my spare time that I found that I can actually do even as busy as I am on the side. And I'm so excited because in the next 6 months, I don't see myself ever having a job again. If I were to share a video with you on what I'm working on, you might be interested, you might not. I have no idea, but would you watch it? So that's me saying that, well, I was excited about the future. So if I met him today, I'd say, hey, Ryan, listen, man, my background is construction work and a college student. I used to be full-time in college at night, work construction during the daytime, and I hated it. I never had time for friends or family or anything. I was just on the grind nonstop. I found a project that I started in my spare time. I was able to ramp my income up. And then within 7 months, I quit the last job I ever had. That was a decade ago. We built business all across North America. It's amazing. I'm actually expanding right here in this area. Don't have to keep your income options open. If I sent you a video, would you watch it? Everybody see where that would pique his curiosity? Now, I may not be able to get him interested. Looks like a sharp guy. He's probably about the money is what I'm thinking. I talk about the money, and he's trying to open up a nonprofit to help kids in another country. And I talk to him about making money, and he's not interested because I'm trying to get him interested instead of just sharing my authentic story and asking him to look. Then he watches and he goes, holy cow, I've got all these avenues. We could use this to generate the income to use to fund the nonprofit. And now he became interested for his own reasons. I didn't have to figure it out. I just had to be the person to get him curious enough to watch the video, and the video sold him on what he desired most. You with me? It's a key to recruiting, okay? So let me give you a few other examples of a story. Now I'm a nurse, okay? And I meet Mike. And I'm talking to Mike, and I say, hey, listen, man, I've been a nurse for 40 years. I love it. I love being a nurse. It's God's calling on my life. I get to help people. It's amazing. But guess what? I work 40 hours a week. I get paid for 40 hours a week, but I work 60. I walk an average of 8 miles a day throughout the hospital. It's really tough for me to be able to spend more time with my children like I really want to, but guess what? I found a project that I will start in my spare time where I'm still able to help people, and here in the next 6 months, I think I'll be able to go part-time at the hospital but maintain my same level of income. Don't know if you keep your income options open, but if I show you what I'm doing, would you take a look at a video? Last example I'll give you, I'm a pastor now, right? So I meet George. I say, hey, George, listen, man, I've been a pastor for 25 years. I love it. It's God's calling on my life. But what I found out is that pastors don't have any retirement. And I found a project that I could start in my spare time to take care of my family. If I want to retire or, Lord forbid, something happens to me, I'm building my own retirement in my spare time. It's absolutely amazing and allows me still to help people and be fulfilled in my life. Don't know if you keep your income options open, but if I sent you a video on what I'm doing, would you take a look at it? Who's new in this business? You've been in the business a week or two. We have anybody in here a week or two? Yeah, you guys. So tell me real quick, because I know it's radio, but for everybody in here, tell me your background, or music, should I say. Tell me your quick background.
Well, I worked in an office environment for about 30 years.
Okay.
In the early 90s, I started with Encyclopedia Britannica.
Okay.
I went to Empire Carpet. I went to Craftmatic Adjusting the Bed. And then I found this.
Yeah. So what was the last career that you had? What company, what project, what business, what?
Empire Carpet.
Empire Carpet. What did you do for them?
I sold carpeting that is installed the next day.
Okay. What did you like least about that?
Probably working the long hours.
Okay. And how did that impact your life? What do you feel like you missed out on? Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I covered my family would be comfortable.
Awesome. Now, why are you excited about your future here?
Because this is a company that allows me to help people and make money at the same time.
Awesome. You guys pick up on that? So he said, and what was the name of that company? Craftmatic?
That's an adjustable
bit. Empire.
Empire Carpet.
Okay, Empire Carpet. So if I meet you and I say, hey, listen, I've been with Empire Carpet for a number of years, made quite a bit of money, but man, I work a boatload of hours, never get to see time with my family because I'm always chasing the dollar to make sure that I can provide a successful life for my family, but I never get to see them. And I found a project that I'm so excited about because it's fulfilling. I get to help people every single day and replace that income and have a life of freedom and still spend more time with my spouse and my kids and be able to travel on my own terms. I don't know if you keep your income options open, but if I shared a video with you, would you take a look at it? How many of you guys think that's a potent story for a new associate to be able to tell? Yeah, so let's give them a round of applause, by the way. Absolutely. So use that story, use your story. Now you know what to say to anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere, for any reason. If you want to recruit somebody, share your story. You don't have to sit there and fumble and say, what do I say about Legal Shield? You don't say anything about Legal Shield. You share your story and ask them if they would look. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people around. Well, I've seen it in my team. I've seen it, you know, all the years I've been here. I've seen people that their story's not authentic.
Yeah.
There's embellishment in it and things like that. What's your advice to somebody, you know, if you saw something like that happening? How would you course correct that? Because obviously it's not going to serve them long term or anybody else in the marketplace or something like that.
Absolutely. So that's a huge thing. Listen, time promotes and exposes everything. You want to be authentic and real because that's what you want your reputation to be until your last days on earth. Okay? That's how you're going to build a big team, especially when we lead a voluntary army. This is not corporate America. You can't tell your team what to do. They either follow you because they want to or they don't because they don't want to. Right? Your story has got to be authentic. You don't need to add anything to your story for it to work. You have to understand the psychological principle behind it. Is saying your background, what you didn't like, and it's called an epiphany bridge. It's where you're at in your life and then where you always wanted to be and saying, I found the bridge. That's what gets people curious. So you may say, like your story may be that you wanted to have more time with your children. I don't have any children, but I want more time for something. So your epiphany of on how you went from here, you wanted to be here, and you found something to get you across the bridge, is Kevin willing to look at it? The answer is yes. That's how you pique curiosity. My point is this. Your story doesn't have to be some crazy transformation. Your story just needs to be a transformation of either what's happened, if you've been in the business for a while, or what you plan on happening. You never want to project, by the way, on a prospect of what you hope to happen, what you think might happen, what could happen. You want to say, in the next 6 months, I'm not going to be working anymore. I'm putting that out. And it's like, really? You're not going to be working anymore? Well, that's my intention, right? 6 months from now, that's my goal. If I miss it, maybe it takes me 12 months. But I'm telling the prospect, here's where I am. Here's what I don't like about it. I've found a project that I'm starting for these reasons, and here's what's going to happen for me, or here's what's happened. If I sent you a video, would you watch it? Your story needs to be authentic. It needs to be you, and it will work if you keep it authentic. So make sure your story is authentic, for sure. And if you got somebody, listen, on your team, then one of the rules of leadership that I love is the law of permission. If someone gives you permission to coach them, then you can help them correct their story. If they don't, then you can try, but it's not going to work. It's going to fall on deaf ears. So if I got somebody on my team who shares maybe a story after a briefing and it's a little bit, you know, they've added some juice to it that I know is not real because I've worked with them for the last several weeks, then I pull them aside and say, hey, man, excellent. Thank you so much for doing your testimonial. Hey, do I have permission to coach you on how that could be better? If they say yes, then I can tell them. If they say no, then I can't. Does that make sense? So law of permission and ask them about that. Here's something else. The answer to what, is why. That's a little sideways. The answer to what is why. How many of you guys, sometimes a prospect has cornered you and they want all the details about the business. What is it? What is it? What is it? Right? Because you're trying to keep it vague. The answer to what is why. So if I share my story, again, with Ryan, I share my story with him, and he says, well, what is it? I say, man, it's a project. It's an actual video that encompasses everything. It's very visual. It's hard to understand. But if I sent you a video, would you watch it? I'm going to turn it right back to the question, if I would you. The answer to what is why you're doing it. So share with them. Say, man, it's an amazing project. It's going to enable me to do X, Y, and Z. If I sent you a video, would you watch it? It's hard to explain through words, but it's easy to understand through video. It's a visual project. You just got to put your eyes on it, see what I saw. If I sent you a video, would you watch it? And turn it back around, okay? Piquing interest, that should say curiosity. Blues, you can just tell them why they should look. We already talked about that. A blue, if you know they need extra income, they need more time freedom, that kind of stuff, you just tell them. Greens, you tell them your why. We already talked about that. That's your story, okay? Reds, you stroke their ego and ask them to evaluate. Okay? Stroke their ego and ask them to evaluate. So, again, I talked to Ryan. He's a successful real estate agent. I'm a broke construction worker, okay? But I'm new in Legal Shield, and I'm excited. I call him up and say, hey, Mr. Ryan, it's Kevin. How are you? Hey, I'm good, Kevin. How you doing? Awesome, man. Hey, listen, do you have a second? Yes, I do. Great. Listen, I'm so excited to catch you. Listen, I've admired you and respected you for years. You're a professional man. You're an icon in the industry. You're so successful in real estate. I admire you. I want to do something incredible in my life, what I feel like that you've been able to do in yours. How do you think Ryan's feeling right now? Pretty good, because I just hit this part. He's like, oh, okay. I said, hey, listen, man, I'm working on a project, but I'm a construction worker. I don't know anything what I'm doing about business. I'm not a professional like you are yet, but I aspire to be. But I'm working on a project, and I know you're super busy, but if I sent you a video, would you evaluate it for me? Just let me know what I'm doing. Is this a smart idea or not? What do you think he's going to say? So what if I say that to my doctor? Hey, doc, you know my whole family, my whole life. You know I'm a construction worker. I'm a college student. Man, I'm stressed out, working tons of hours. Finances are slim. It's tough right now, I'll be honest with you, and you know me forever. You've been my doctor, my family's doctor for a long time, but listen, I admire you. I respect you so much. You've been able to build your own practice. You're so successful. You've got an amazing degree. You're an incredible doctor. I want to do something incredible in my life like what I feel like you've been able to do with yours. I'm working on a project right now, but I'm not a professional like you are. Would you evaluate it for me and just let me know if I'm headed in the right direction? Would you watch a video and just evaluate it and let me know what you think? You think the doctor's going to watch the video? Because I just piqued their curiosity and I fed their ego, right? So that's how you get. That's how you talk to a red. So now you know exactly what to say to anybody you come across, because everybody is either blue or red or a green. Does that make sense? Does that help anybody? All right, good deal. All right, so an added bonus. Here's how you get someone's phone number. Right? Here's how you get someone's phone number. How many of you guys have ever tried to get a phone number and you either got completely rejected or they gave you a phone number that was not even real? Has that ever happened to anybody? All right, so we're going to eliminate that from ever happening ever again. So here's how you get someone's phone number. Whenever you say you're going to send them a video, you say, hey, man, whenever you call me, whenever you're going to call me from, because I don't take phone calls from numbers I don't recognize. And you look straight down at your phone. Everybody catch that? It's simple, but it's subtle. Because what you're embedding in the prospect's mind is them calling you, not you calling them. So instead of me saying, hey, let me get your number so I can follow up with you, they're like, if I'm interested, I'll call you. Right? They feel, now that's salesy, because that's what salespeople do. But instead, if I say, hey, listen, whenever you call me, whenever you're going to call me from, Cordell, I'm going to go ahead and save you on my phone, because I don't take phone calls from numbers I don't recognize. What's your number? 435. Boom. That's how you get it, okay? That'll help you get someone's number. Is that helpful? And it's comfortable. You don't have to feel cheesy or salesy by saying, hey, what's your number? But a few other things you can do, you can always ask to connect on social media. Hey, you on Facebook? Hey, you on LinkedIn? That's a great way to stay connected with somebody, and asking for a business card if they're professional. If they're professional, they probably have a business card. You can get it that way too. But this is my favorite way to get someone's number. Since I put this together, I've been using this for 6 or 7 years. Brian Carruthers wrote about it in Building an Empire. He stole that from me and didn't send me any royalties. Can't believe it. Sorry, I don't know what's going on with it. But let's talk about following up real quick. But since I've been using that, I've got a number 100% of the time. I've never had somebody tell me no, and I've never gotten a wrong number since then, and it's been 6 or 7 years. So it works. So let's talk about following up. The fortune's in the follow-up. So you got to follow up with prospects. If they don't join, promote another video or event and schedule another follow-up. You have to understand that exposing and following, it's a process. It's not an event. It's something that you have to go through with the prospect. You have to follow. It takes an average of 7 follow-ups to recruit someone. That's just the way that it is. Some people, it will only take 1. Some people, it will take 15. Some people, it will take 10 years before they join. But you've got to get in this process of following up with people and understanding that you want to keep them in the loop. You want to keep them going. So if someone has seen a video and they don't join, waiting longer is probably not going to get them to join. Sometimes it is, because sometimes they just need to wait to payday. But even if they have an excuse, I don't care what the reason is, try to expose them to something else. So if I expose you with one thing and you're in the process but you haven't joined yet, I'm going to try to expose you to the next thing. It could be a live Zoom that the company does. It could be a private business reception. It could be a business briefing. It could be a Zoom that your team is doing. It could be a recorded training call. It could be one of the videos from your prospect app. I don't care what it is. Just do something to keep them in the loop and keep them going forward, keep them moving forward, okay? If the answer is no, understand, use this phrase, before you make your final decision, okay? Because here's what happens. You talk to someone and they've made their final decision until you say, before you make your final decision, right? So you're keeping them in the loop just by opening up that phrase. So Mike says, hey, man, it's great, but no, like it's just, I'm not interested, and I'm trying to show them, and I say, hey, Mike, listen, before you make your final decision, the company just released this video, and I just wanted to make sure that you understand things that I understand, because if you don't have 100% of the information, it's hard to make an educated decision. If I sent you this last video, would you watch it before you make your final decision? Now I've got him back in the loop again when he already told me no. He completely closed it, but I got him back in. Does that make sense? So remember that phrase. Find excuses to follow up with people. I'm going to be calling every friend I have that's a prospect that likes to hunt, that likes four-wheelers, that likes the mountains, or likes to travel on my way back home. Because it's an excuse to talk to them. Oh, man, just left Utah, had a great time, business is exploding, got to hang out with business partners, we got to ride four-wheelers through the mountains, got to go on elk hunting. It was just absolutely amazing while business continues to grow. How was your weekend? It gives me a reason to follow up, so find excuses to follow up. After the national convention, great reason to follow up. When the company has a promotion, great reason to follow up. There's a new tool you can use, great reason to follow up. There's a new event, I don't care what it is, find excuses to follow up with people. If you like to bowl and you go bowling, then go talk to one of your prospects that likes to bowl. If you like horses, I don't care what it is, find excuses to follow up with people and your business will continue from there. Is this still not working? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's all good. Y'all can, we can go through this way. Yeah, sure. All right, so let's talk about, this is fine. Let's talk about a penny doubled every single day. Some of you guys really need to hear this because this is your biggest challenge. So, you know, most of you have heard, if not all of you have heard about a penny doubled every single day for 31 days, what happens, right? So a penny doubled, first day is a penny, second day is two pennies, the third day is four pennies, right? It takes a long time to get some traction. It's the one of the wonders of the world is compounding interest, right? So after 14 days, you've got $81.92 after doubling a penny every single day. After 21 days, you get $10,485. At the end of 30 days, or let's just do 31. At the end of 31 days, you get $10,737.418.24. $10 million. Is that not crazy? From doubling a penny every single day. And the chart that's on there shows you a chart of it doubling so you can actually see it and verify that those numbers are accurate. But here's what I want to tell you that is very interesting. Yeah, this will work. This is fine. What's interesting about this is if you double a penny every other day. If you double a penny every day for 31 days, it's $10 million. You double a penny every other day, it's $327.68. So some of you guys, your problem isn't that you're not doing the business right. It's not that you're not good at what you do. It's not that you don't know what you're doing. It's just you don't do it enough. You do it whenever you feel like it. One day goes by, you feel like doing exposures. The next day, oh, it was a rough day at work. I got a slight headache, so you don't do it. The next day goes by, you do a little something. The next day goes by, you don't do it at all. Your challenge is the only consistency. It's not doing it every single day. That is where the secret is in this business. That's how I'm in Performance Club every single month. What I'm doing is not spectacular, guys. I sign up a handful of people a month. Woohoo! Big deal, right? There's a million people in the company that do that. But I am consistent every single day planting seeds with people. Why? Because I can always tell my story. At the end of lunch, I can tell the server my story. When I get my hair cut, I can tell them my story. When I get in an Uber, I can tell them my story. Whenever I go, I don't care where it's at, I can tell that person my story. When I go to the bank and make a deposit or withdrawal or cash a check or whatever, it doesn't matter what I'm doing in my life, I can share my story. You only got to do it twice a day to be consistent in our business. You do this two times a day every day, I promise you you'll be in Performance Club. And if not, call me. I will coach you personally. I will figure out what's going on because you cannot do two exposures a day and not be in Performance Club. It will not happen unless you're doing something wrong. You're either coming across as salesy, you're coming across as robotic, like or you're lying to yourself. You're not doing two exposures a day. If you do it two a day, you will be in a performance club, period. And that consistency is what's going to compound and make things rock in your business, okay? So let's talk about real quick three-way calls. Why do you want to do three-way calls? Three-way calls build rapport, okay? And it shows that you don't have all the you don't have to have all the answers to build the business. When you do a three-way call, meaning you take a prospect and you put them on the phone with an expert, you're showing that prospect that you don't have to have all the answers to build a successful business. You just got to have a support system to build a successful business. So in order to do a three-way call, it also shows that you have unlimited support. It makes the new recruit confident that they themselves can become successful. It also makes you look like a rock star. Because most of the time when you do a three-way call, right? Most of the time when you do a three-way call, then the person who's the expert is going to edify you as the recruiter, as the sponsor. So if Cordell uses me as an expert and I talk to John Doe, when I get done, I'm going to say, hey, by the way, I don't know how you met Cordell, but let me tell you something. Not only is he a great friend of mine, he's a tremendous leader. He's building a national organization. He's crushing it in the business. He takes such great care of his team. I couldn't partner you with anybody else other than Cordell. I'm so excited that you're going to be able to work with him, and I look forward to working with you too. So now, since Cordell put me on the phone with his prospect, who may be a friend of his, I edify him like he's a rock star to his prospect. So now I just gave Cordell influence. Does that make sense? He gave it to me when he edified me, and I get to give it right back to him for his prospect. It only happens if he builds the respect between me and the prospect first. Got to do that edification piece. It's vital. You can't say, hey, let me put you on the phone with my boy Kev. You can call me Kev all you want to, just not in front of your prospects. By the way, call me Kevin. It doesn't need to be Mr. Mueller. But if it's in front of your prospect, it's Mr. Mueller. Why? Because you're giving me, you're building respect between me and between the guest or the prospect and myself, which puts me on a pedestal to be able to influence them in a positive direction, to become a member, to become an associate on your team. But I'm Kevin. Everybody with me? All right. So that able to edify you and it duplicates. That's the most important part. Three-way calls duplicate. The amount of three-way calls that happen in your organization will be direct proportion of the amount of recruiting in your organization. And as recruiting goes, production follows. So I'm telling you, if recruiting is up, within 90 days, production's up. If recruiting is down, within 90 days, production's down. One of the biggest lead measures of that is the amount of three-way calls happening in your organization. If your phone is not ringing with three-way calls, it should be either because you're brand new and you don't have a team yet, or because you don't have reception. Like you're on top of the Utah mountain somewhere, like I was, and you don't have any phone reception. Your phone should be ringing with three-way calls if you're building a healthy organization. So that should be homework for some of you today that says, man, I don't ever get three-way calls on my team. Change it. Change that. You'll change everything. I can promise you that. So how do you do a three-way call as an expert? Well, first of all, let's talk about it as an associate, as a recruiter. So you got a prospect who looks at some information. You're going to ask them, what do you like best? Not what did you think. What did you like best? Invoke a positive response. The next step is really hard. Agree with them. Whatever they say that's positive, just agree with them. Okay? So if you're send a video to someone you follow up and say, what'd you like best? They said the residual income. You say, absolutely, man, I said the same exact thing when I took a look at this video too. I don't ever have residual income at my job or in construction. Here's a way for me to be able to create it. Makes a lot of sense to me. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions for me? There's only two responses to that, either yes or no. You with me? So what do you do if they say yes? So if they got a question, they say, yeah, how does that residual income work? You say, you know what? That's a great question. Listen, I'm working with a gentleman. His name is Mr. Dave Hall. He's one of the top executives in the company. He's made millions of dollars in the business. He's a lot of fun to work with. He knows the answer to all these kinds of questions. He can answer that for you. But he's real busy. Let me see if I can catch him. Hold on one second. And I do a three-way call. I didn't say, hey, would you like to talk to him? I didn't say, hey, do you have a minute? I said, hey, that's a great question. I know a guy. His name is Mr. Hall. He's a mentor of mine. He's a lot of fun to work with. He's made a lot of money. He's an expert in the business, but he's super busy. Let me see if I can catch him. Hold on one second. Boom, and I'm doing a three-way call with Mr. Hall. So let's rewind. What if I ask the prospect what they like best? They said residual income, and I agree. And then I say, do you have any questions? And they say no. I say, great, listen, I'm working with a guy. His name is Mr. Hall. He's a multimillionaire in the company. He's a lot of fun to work with. He's helped me build a business. I got to introduce you to him. But he's real busy. I don't know if I'll be able to catch him or not. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can get him. I don't care if their answer is yes or no. My goal is to do a three-way call. Does that make sense? So it doesn't matter if they have questions or not. This is how you lead people down a path that's going to lead to recruiting and duplicating. Okay? So you always want to do a three-way call, regardless if they have questions or not, unless they're just horribly negative. Okay? If they're horribly negative, there's no place on your team for negative people, negative toxic people. Okay? So how do you do a three-way call as an expert? Well, here's the first and foremost rule, and I teach this to public speakers. No one will hear you until they know you. No one will hear you until they know you. Don't just come on the line as an edified expert and go into expert mode. Become a human being by building rapport with the prospect. So if you put me on the phone with the prospect, you're, oh my gosh, Mr. Mueller, listen, this guy's doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're building that big respect between the prospect and me, right? You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're doing edification. The first thing I'm going to do now that I'm up here is bring myself down here. So I'm going to say, hey, Ryan, great to meet you, man. Heard a lot about you. How are you doing today? I'm doing great. Listen, you from Utah originally? No, man, I'm actually from Canada. Really? What part of Canada? And we're going to have a conversation like a real human being. And he feels like, man, this guy's just like me. He's just a cool guy. He's not, you know, man, he's accomplished all this stuff, but man, he's just a cool dude. That's what you want the prospect to feel like. They can relate to you and that you're a human being, not you're some edified expert. You want to be edified, but bring yourself down to somebody that they can relate to, because people buy from people they know, like, and trust. Jack Canfield, you guys know Jack Canfield, author of Success Principles and the Chicken Noodle Soup for the Entrepreneurial Soul, and that Chicken Noodle Soup series sold almost 1 billion books. Isn't that crazy? It's unbelievable. So think about that. So this guy, he used to come out and do seminars, and one time he's there with one of my coaches, who also spoke right before Jack Canfield did. James Malachek, he was on ABC's hit TV show, The Secret Millionaire. He's incredible. He's one of the highest paid speaker trainers in the world. He teaches the big business of speaking, not how to be a good speaker. He gets done with this talk, and most people have never heard his name. Like, most of you don't know James Malachek, I guarantee you, even though he's a very successful dude. But he goes up there, and he does a presentation at the end. He's got adults running to the back of the room to buy everything that he talked about from stage. And then Jack Canfield comes out there, and he's got this massive pedigree, and everybody knows Jack Canfield. And at the end, he's made an offer, and everybody goes back there, and they want his autograph and a picture, but hardly anybody buys. And he pulled James aside, and he's like, look, man, I watched what you did, and I've never heard of you before, no offense, but I don't know who you are. I've never heard of you before in my life, but you got everybody running the back room to buy your stuff, and here I am. Everybody here came here to see me. This is my event. They came here to see me, and hardly anybody bought. I don't understand. You've got some voodoo magic. And he said, I will teach you what to do. And the first thing he taught you, he said, Jack, when you come out on stage, you're this edified, massive author, expert, multimillionaire, extraordinaire, psychology guru, and you never told your story. Nobody can relate to you. Nobody saw your struggles, your failures, who you were as a person, what kind of hobbies you enjoy, what state are you from. Nobody got to know you, so nobody could relate to you, so that you're... Transformation was like a guru transformation, not something that everybody in the audience could go through. So nobody bought because they can't relate to you. He changed that. Now he sells everything. People buy everything, right? So here's what you got to do as a three-way call expert is you get, first of all, build some rapport. Oh, where are you from? You're from Utah? No, I'm from Canada. Oh, man, what part of Canada? Man, I love Canada. You know, we just actually opened up all territories and provinces in Canada actually in Legal Shield. Hey, listen. So what you want to do is build rapport, number one. Also, if you can speak to the recruiting associate before the call is merged, is fantastic. Why is that? Because I don't know what video Ryan has seen. Right? Cordell calls me to do a three-way call with his uncle, who's a real estate guru, who's watched a video. I want to talk to Cordell for a second. So when he says, hey, listen, Mr. Mueller's real busy. Let me see if I can catch him. Hold on 1 second. Boom. He calls me. Ryan's on hold. Cordell calls me. I answer and I say, hey, man, what's going on? He said, listen, can you do the three-way call? Yeah. Hey, I got my uncle on the line. He's here in Utah, very successful in real estate, has a family, several kids, works probably 60 hours a week, makes a lot of money in real estate. He watched the video. What he likes best is residual income. His only concern is he doesn't think he has time to add this into his life. Cool. Anything else I need to know? He's like, nope. Perfect. Go ahead and merge it. He merges it. All of a sudden he says, hey, Uncle Ryan, you there? Yeah, I'm here. Hey, listen, I was able to catch Mr. Mueller. We're so fortunate. Mr. Mueller, this is my Uncle Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how's it going? Are you from here in Utah? No, I'm from Canada. Oh, really? What part of Canada? So I'm building rapport. But guess what I know in the back of my mind? I know he loves residual income, but I know he's too busy to build this into his life. So when I say, hey, Ryan, listen, and we build some rapport, I say, what do you like best? He says the residual income. I said, man, I said the same thing. When I saw this, I knew I was never going to make residual income in construction, but I can make it here in Legal Shield. Hey, do you have any particular questions? And he says, yeah, how does the residual income work? And I explain it. And I say, but Ryan, let me tell you my quick story. My background's construction and a college student, and I'm going to tell him my whole story, and I'm going to say, but I didn't have time for squat. I was working construction in the daytime all day long. I was going to college all night long. My biggest concern when I saw this was I didn't have the time, but you know what I found out? Ryan, was I was able to share videos that educated people and get paid every time they joined and build up that residual income just in my spare time. I didn't have to, I was still full-time in construction and full-time in college. I was able to supplement my income and make a full-time income within 7 months. So now I just squashed his objection before he ever brought it up. You pick up on that? So what if, let's flip this around. So now Ryan is a doctor. Cordell's a recruiting associate. I'm the expert. And when he asked Ryan what he likes best, he said residual income. But the thing that he had the biggest crunch on was, give me another objection, not good at sales. Hey, man, that's great, but I'm just not a sales guy. I'm a doctor. I can never do sales. Well, now when I talk to Cordell and he says, hey, I got my uncle. His name is Ryan. He has a successful medical practice. His biggest concern is he's not a sales guy, but he loves the residual income. Boom, we match up. Hey, Doc, how you doing? And we meet and we talk. What do you like best? Residual income. I said the same thing. So we're building some rapport and talking. And I said, hey, listen, man, when I first saw this, you know, my biggest concern was the fact that I'm just not a sales guy. I'm a construction worker. Working construction in the daytime, going to college at night. But what I found about this business that fascinated me was I was able to just to share videos and put people on the phone with an expert. And Ryan, I know you're a busy guy, but I'm sure you could probably do that too, couldn't you? I just squashed his objection before he could ever tell me I don't do sales. Because I told him I don't do sales. You with me? Everybody picking this up? All right. So agree, tell your story in a way that relates to the prospect, answer their questions, and assume they're ready to go. This is my favorite part, is this part. It's the closing part that works like magic, okay? So, again, the prospect is Ryan in this scenario. And at the end, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, hey, you know, Doc, it's great meeting you. And I know your nephew's done fantastic in the business, by the way. I couldn't partner you with anybody else. I mean, I admire him personally, professionally. He's just on fire. He's building an empire for himself. I'm so excited to be working with Cordell. But, hey, by the way, did you already become an associate? Or is that what you're about to do right now? Pretty simple question, right? Now, I know he hadn't signed up yet because I talked to Cordell. But he doesn't know that. But hey, man, I definitely look forward to working with you. This is going to be a blast working together, Doc. This is going to be great. You're partnered with a great guy. He's going to crush it. He's a guy I admire. I love working and helping him build this thing all across the country. Hey, did you already become an associate, or is that what you're about to do at Cordell? That's what I'm about to do at Cordell. Awesome. Let me be the first to welcome you to the team, Doc. I look forward to working with you. Make sure you get my personal contact info from Cordell. Call me, text me, email me if I can help you build a business. Look forward to working with you. I'll leave it with you and Cordell. Cordell, go ahead and get Doc signed up. I look forward to working with you both. And Cordell, if you need me, give me a buzz. Done. You with me? All right, listen. So I wish the screen would pop up, but I don't think that's an option right now. So here's the deal. If you want more, let me exit this. If you want more information, because this Strategic Recruiting University, I have decided to make an online course because I cannot go to all the places they call me and ask me to go. Dave's been asking me to come back since 2015. And finally had an opportunity to do that. I'm speaking in New Orleans next week or 2 weeks after that. Like, I'm all over the country. But there's only so many places I can go. So here's the deal. Strategic Recruiting University is not going to be a Legal Shield course. It's going to be a network marketing course. So other companies that have asked me to travel and speak, I don't have to tell them yes. I can say, hey, you can go get the thing online. So for them, it's $497. It's going to be an online course that they can go through. But what I'm doing in Legal Shield, by the way, and this is not released yet because I've got to record it, but I am doing, it has a strategic recruiting apprenticeship manual. So all the slides are all filled out in an actual manual that they're going to get when they buy it. They have the Strategic Recruiting University course. It's online. It's available on iPads, tablets, computers, Mac, PC, you name it. It's also got an MP3 audio, so if someone wants to listen to it while they're on a treadmill or in a plane or something like that. And there's also some surprise bonuses. I'm not going to tell you what's in there. But what I'm doing for Legal Shield folks is they can pre-order it for $49. Should be done next month. If you want that or if you want information on that, you can text Strategic 1 to the number 88,000. So Strategic 1 to the number 88,000, and you can get information on that course. Yeah, Strategic 1, the number 1. Strategic 1 to the number 88,000. 88000, you can text that. What it's going to do is it's going to shoot you a link where you can pre-order the course, but it also asks for your email address so you can go into a database. So like when it's launched, we can actually send it to you, right? So that's what that is. Also, I've got my blog is strategiclifedesign.com. There's nothing to buy on there. It's just my blog. So what I do is every week I've got some, whatever it is I'm thinking about, I want to share with the world. I put that out on my blog and release all kinds of stuff. So if you want to, you can strategiclifedesign.com. Strategiclifedesign.com. And once again, for Strategic Recruiting University, it's if you text Strategic 1 to the phone number 88,000, you get access to that. So, that being said, what else do I got on here? That's everything that I'm going to share today. There's a lot more I want to share with you guys. I have a lot of fun doing this. I appreciate you guys being here and taking some notes. And I want to hear from you. So hit me up on social media. Call me, text me, email me. Let me know how things are going. I want to hear your progress. I want to hear that this training has helped you in your recruiting process and building your empire. I know it's helped our organization and everywhere I go. It's a lot of fun to teach it. And it's a lot of fun to go through it because I'm always reminding myself of things that I can even do to get better and better and better in the business. I know from here we've also got an after event. You're going to hear about that in a second. But I just want to put in a little plug about that. Trainings are a presentation. They're not a conversation. Making conversation is where you build relationships, and relationships are where the business is built. So anytime there's an after event, I encourage you to always say yes. Yes, sometimes it may be at a business briefing. You may be tired afterwards. You got to work first thing in the morning. That's okay. Take a nap whenever you get an opportunity, but don't neglect the assembly. Don't neglect getting together with people, rubbing shoulders with people, building relationships. That's what's going to build your business, I promise you. Not just showing up to a presentation, but the after event is vital. So if you can join us today, I'm personally going to be there. I hope you're going to be there so we can hang out. So with that being said, guys, I appreciate you so much. Look forward to being with you. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Mike Bertot. Y'all give him a round of applause as he comes up. Thanks. Whatever it takes.
It's not Apple.
It's not Apple.
Good news, Randall, you don't have a defective dongle.
Yeah.
My dongle's good.
So, that's all right. I don't need those slides. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I'm being told I have to use the microphone so they can record. So in case you didn't see them back there waving frantically doing this, which, you know. So anyway. Mr. Moeller, that was awesome. Yeah, I got some great takeaways. Anybody else get some great takeaways there? Man. Yeah, the first thing that stuck out to me, and I've heard it before, the harder you work, the luckier you get. So much truth in that. Because if you look at this front row, George Wilkins has got 20 years of experience here. But everybody sees the millionaire club member, the finished product. Until you go through the struggles yourself, you don't understand it, but there's people like Mr. Moeller and Mr. Wilkinson and everybody else that you can glean their knowledge. So, learn how to work hard, learn the things that you need to know to go out and become that, in 20 years or less. The great thing is you can take this collective pool of knowledge here and use it to become better faster. So that's why it's so important to be here. And personal development is the key. That's why we're here. That's why we're going to talk about next month's event, and hopefully you commit to being there at that event as well, because you want that personal development and you want to shorten that growth streak for yourself as much as you possibly can. So great stuff. Thank you so much. We do have some gifts for you as a thank you for coming to the state of Utah.
That's his favorite
show. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, right from Sportsman's Warehouse. There's lots of stuff in here, so I'm just going to kind of open your gift for you.
Yeah,
little thank you card.
Awesome.
We know you're going to come back, and I didn't buy these gifts, so number one. I sent someone else to do it, so we kind of took the approach of, what would Dave Hall give you?
Ah, there you go.
So the first thing
that's
is
scary.
we know that both times you've been here, you've spent some time on ATVs, and we all know if you spend a lot of time on an ATV, you're going to get rubbed raw in certain places,
and
you're going to feel it. So they actually make stuff for that. So we got some anti-monkey butt friction powder.
Perfect. There we go.
For the next time you're
That's
riding.
Great. That's awesome.
We know that you went elk hunting.
It's true.
Didn't have the opportunity to get that elk that you were looking for. So we got you a nice King's elk calendar so you can at least see some pictures of what you didn't get.
That's all what you didn't get. Yeah, that'll motivate me to come back. By the way, we saw a monster, but we didn't have a bull tag, we had a spike tag. But it was It was good enough to be in this calendar. Say that.
A little bit of elk jerky, since you don't get to fill the freezer.
I did get an elk. Look at that.
So you did. You did. And we all know what it's like to be on a trip with Dave Hall. If you don't, work really hard and get invited on some of the trips that we go on because you have a lot of fun. But we all know it's all fun and games until someone loses a wiener.
That's great.
And seriously, you mentioned it does get cold in Alabama, so a little Sportsman's Warehouse hoodie there for you. You stay warm and think of Utah every time you put that on.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So, and we will definitely have you back again.
I'll be back.
With that being said, next month's Super Saturday guest is somebody that we have never had in the state of Utah before. It's a gentleman that would you get to know him? It's a name that you might not recognize. Some of you may, some of you may not. But this guy is so much fun to be around. He's a millionaire club member in the company. He's a six-figure ring earner. And he's coming here all the way from the state of North Carolina. Next month's guest, November 2nd, mark your calendars, Mr. Bill Geithner will be in town. So...
I'm just going to say, Bill is amazing.
If you've never seen him train, trust me. First of all, you're going to laugh your tail off because half the training is going to be comedy. But the other thing is, he is phenomenal. He's got books and audios that he's created to help people recruit that are incredible. So you're going to want to plug into that. I wish I could be here.
Yeah. I mean, I was excited when Dave let me know that Mr. Geithner was coming into town. I got excited because I used to have a very bad habit. I used to be a smoker. And when I would go outside at conventions, which is a don't do, okay, number one, stay in the arena because you don't know what you're going to miss. But I did have the opportunity because Mr. Geithner had a bad habit at the time as well. So we got to know each other a little bit, you know, standing outside, you know, and this was when he was a director, you know, and so it's been years ago. But we got to know each other. We talked a little bit. We had a lot of fun. And when Dave said he was coming, I got flat out excited because I know where he is today. In the business. And so he's going to bring stuff to the state of Utah that we've never had before. Tickets are going to be available out at the registration table. And we have special ticket pricing for today only. So you can get a ticket today for $20 if you want to bring yourself. Now, the recommendation is always to expect abundance. You know, like Mr. Ellison said, when they sent out the email before convention for Dallas tickets, he bought 20 of them. I bought 10 of them. You know, I know Mr. Mueller bought a package, you know, and a lot of leaders did because we have the expectation of bringing new people with us to that event. So if you want to bring yourself next month, that's fine. My recommendation is expect abundance because what can happen for you in your business if you get new associates recruited between now and then and have them at that event and then have their guests at that event as well, your business can explode by the end of the year. Imagine having a group of people at that event and a bunch of memberships sold. You know, imagine not putting Christmas on the credit cards this year because all of that commission went to pay for Christmas this year and you pay for cash for it. Would that be different than last year's Christmas? And imagine what could develop next year and beyond that. So you can get one ticket for $20, or if you're expecting abundance, you can get two tickets for $30, or if you really want to go all out, you can get five tickets for $60 today and today only. After today, if you buy a ticket at the table at any of the other events or if you buy it online, it's going to be $25. Now, who in the room is on the Utah Fast Pass? Okay, lots of people on the Fast Pass. Now, the Fast Pass, if you're new and you don't know, has the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to getting into events. So for $50 a month, you can be on an auto draft through PayPal, and that $50 will get you into every weekly briefing and training in West Valley on Thursday nights. It covers that event. It'll cover your Fast Start training every month, which saves you $15 at every Fast Start training, and you'll also get two Super Saturday tickets every month for that $50. So if you really want to take your business seriously, that's the recommendation right there. Get on the Fast Pass. If not, get your tickets today before that price increases. They'll be available out front, and we'll see you all next month. George is going to come up and tell you about Legends.
Oh, I'm going to go. That after.
Yeah, the event after. How many people are hungry?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are aware, but there used to be an Iggy's over here on 106 South. It's no longer Iggy's. It's called Legends. We took Larry Smith there last time. There was about 15 or 20 of us there. I've texted Lisa. She's not answered me, but we're going to plan on going over there. It's 106 South. It's like right off of Auto Mall Drive, if you're familiar. Put in Legends Sports Grill, and it should take you right to it. And we'll see you guys over there.